Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Wow, Jumbo, and thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful welcome. Again, it's an absolute pleasure to be able to be in business with my grandson, and what an awesome experience that is. And I also just want to thank everyone that's out there, all of our wonderful listeners, our 31,781 listeners who've been supporting the home-based business platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may everyone have an absolutely blessed day. It is absolutely awesome out here. And just want to just thank everybody and welcome you. Welcome everybody to the show who may be a newcomer, a new listener. As the show gets archived, I want to just welcome all the new people. And please tell someone else. Email the shows to them. Even people that you know that are not in business. This is a good opportunity to introduce these concepts to young people, to those 17, 18-year-olds who are embarking out on another aspect of their life. And even for some of the older people, just getting them to see the benefits of this platform called home-based business. I am Jasari's Love, and I am your hostess, and I am just so grateful to the Creator for giving me another day to be able to be on these airwaves with you, and I thank you so much. I want to, of course, always thank all my guests that are listening and everyone that's in the chat room, and just the positive influence that everyone has when we support each other in the various things that we do. Well, my topic is of today, a great April Fool's joke. Not having a home-based business. That is really not a good joke, though. I mean, really, if you don't have a home-based business that's going to help you and give you that plan A, B, C, or maybe D, because of how rough it is out here these days, you're not giving yourself a chance. And sometimes people don't have the home-based business because they have the wrong information. They have been misled. Their thinking is one of those things. They're thinking it's a pyramid. They're thinking it's something that's going to take up all my time. They're thinking, I can't do this. What's the use? And they're not getting all the facts. And one of the facts about having a home-based business is the awesome tax advantages to having this. We are businesses that are stimulating the economy. And even though we have our ups and we have our downs, it's just like any other business. Your brick and mortars have their ups and they have their downs. And anything else that you do in life, if you're singing on a choir, I bet you have days that your choir just hit every note. Then there are times when you have your ups and you have your downs. You belong to a bowling league, I'm quite sure you have those days that you get the high points, and there are days when everything goes right down the gutter. You have your ups and you have your downs. It's just like in grade school. There was a time you were learning that multiplication table or subtraction or algebra or geometry or calculus. And in the process, you had your ups and you have your downs. So why do we think it's going to be just a piece of cake when we're getting ready to embark on something that is so critical to our lives, our finances, our financial independence, taking control of that? You're going to have some ups and some downs. The truth of the matter is life is truly no joke, especially our finances. And being prepared for life's ups and downs is something that we have to come to face with. We may not get it right in the early years, but somewhere along the line, we all need to know how important it is to have a home-based business. It is April. Tax time is here. And having a home-based business can make that time of the year seem like a second Christmas. I'm meeting some people, and for them, it's like they're receiving the biggest gift that they've received all year long. That's because they put things in place and they did what they needed to do to make that happen. And the first thing was to invest their time, their money, their energy in a home-based business. And in doing that, the first thing that happens is your research. You did some research 9 times out of 10 to figure out whether or not you wanted to do a specific home-based business. And there are thousands of them out here to choose from. Some are online and some are not online businesses, but they're home-based businesses. Some of them are network marketing, some of them are not. But wherever they are, whether you have lawn care, whether you are babysitting, whether you are doing hair, whatever it is that you can do in your home, consulting, taxes, and all the network marketing businesses, whatever it is that you're doing, there's a home-based business component of it. And somewhere on an IRS form, you can find your way to that, and you're able to get that done. So that is the main thing that we're going to be talking about today, is making sure people get a little bit more of an understanding of how important it is that they really take advantage of what is out here and that they know the facts. And the fact of the matter is that you can benefit. You could benefit from the time that you put in to research your home-based business. Maybe it took you a month or 3 months to go to a couple of meetings and to see, well, what is this about, number one? What kind of business is it? What do I have to do? How much does it cost? What people are in it? Who are the founders? That's the research that you're doing. Is this an approved home-based business? Research. You have to research that. Is the government, has the government checked this company out? Does it have SEC approval? Or whatever the approval that needs to be based on the type of business that it is. Those are the things that you do, your research. Okay, so you've spent some time doing research, and there's a place on your form that actually gives you credit for research. Okay, then it's when you decide to come into the business. You know, the money that you spend for anything in your business, getting a receipt, the money that you spent, getting a receipt and saving the receipt and categorizing it. What was it for? Was it your first meeting? Was it the upfront money that you put up, which could be anywhere from $50, $10, $25? I mean, it depends. Some people it's $500, some people it's $1,000. The bottom line is it is going to end up being tax deductible. Wow. It's going to be tax deductible. So it's up to you to take the responsibility of making sure that you save your receipts. Save your receipts for your investment, your sign-up, whatever it is that you had to do to get your, maybe it's your first product that you're actually going to use for demonstration purposes. That is going to end up being like a form of advertisement. The money you spend on your flyers, the money you spend on business cards, the money you spend on meals as you are taking clients out or talking about your business, different aspects of this and different aspects of the home-based business is acceptable as a business deduction. And it is very important that we know this. Your mileage on your vehicle as you are going back and forth handling your business, even if the trips are to give out flyers, to give out business cards, to discuss with someone what you're doing. So as we are coming up to that, I believe it's the 18th, that last day for your taxes, pull everything together. Spread the word. Tell your friends, look, you've got a home-based business. Are you taking advantage of your tax deductions? Now, there have been some other people who have talked about this. My other half has talked about it on his show, The Gospel of Working from Home, of the home-based business. That's a Sunday morning show. You can catch that or you can archive it. is part of the home-based business platform, and he goes into much, much more detail because he is the tax expert in our family. But I pay close attention to making sure that we're saving things and paying attention to our receipts and our recording the different things that get done. And, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you are the $10,000 bonus earner in your business or whether or not you are bringing in a couple $1,000s a month. You could just be barely making it. See, that is not important. It's important to you when you're barely making it. Yeah, you're like, oh, wow, I'd like to do better. But the point of the matter is that the IRS knows that you have gone into this business to bring in an income. And it also recognizes that it takes time. Some people can do anything, and they just are so blessed at that time that they start off doing very well. They have several clients they could do hair for, taxes or consulting or whatever it is that they're doing. They have people ordering their merchandise, and it's just going quickly, and everything's going great. And that's wonderful. But for the majority of people, it's a tedious time process. You may start off slow. But the bottom line is if you save each receipt and you pay attention to what you're doing, it is very beneficial. Some people don't realize that if they started the business in the last quarter of last year, the last day, December the 30th or 31st, that they still get credit for having had a business for the last quarter of that particular year. We, of course, encourage people to jumpstart the new year and get into a home-based business. If you're not in a home-based business, you need to consider it. Kind of bring the nose down, open up a book, and start learning about what is it about the home-based business that's so special. Now, there are a couple of books out here that can tell you about the taxes. I'm going to tell you the one in particular, and that is How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time. He didn't say little time. He said big time, by a gentleman by the name of Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Botkins, B-O-T-K-I-N-S. How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Botkins. This is very, very important because so many people, they really don't get it. They really don't get it. We have to know how to navigate through life, and it's a learning experience. I did not know any of these things about these taxes up until about 2 or 3 years ago, and I was running another home-based business, didn't have a clue. I mean, I ran my dance theater out of my home. I didn't know that I even had a home-based business. I didn't call it that. I called it my dance classes. And I'm quite sure, looking back in retrospect, when I think about the leotards and tights and the thousands of pieces of costumes that I bought for the children and let them use and everything, and the music, the business really had a lot of inventory of things that I could just use for, you know, our performances and rehearsals and things like that, and the space that it took up in my home. It took up one entire middle section of the home, and it took up part of the basement because I kept all the costumes. That includes footwear, leotards, everything. That's a lot of deductions. The time and energy out advertising, going door to door, passing out flyers, setting up at events. These things, you know, are expenses. And so we need to put on our business hat. And for those of us who are on the creative end, as one of my dear friend Ruth always says, you know, it's a little extra for us to put on that business hat and to really begin to think, okay, wait a minute. Not only is this here a fun business that I'm in, not only am I enjoying myself, but I've got to pay attention to the business part. And I think somewhere in the late 70s and 80s, different organizations began to help artists and people that are in sports realize, you know, how we have to put on the business hat for whatever we're doing, whether it's home-based business or whatever. Business is business, and to begin to take it a lot more seriously and to understand the forms and things that have to be filled out and just to get things in order. And I'm just not a form person. It's not my favorite thing to do. And I actually don't think it's my husband's favorite thing to do, but he just pushes his shoulder against the grindstone and says, okay, it's got to be done, you know. is just one of those things that's got to be done. And our philosophy is, you know, well, for him, getting these taxes done, he says, if it's to be, it's up to me. And for me, getting the rest of it done, if it's to be, it's up to we. So you have to, you know, kind of see which one of you, or if you're the only person, then, you know, you have to be the one to know how to do these things or to know where to go to get them done correctly. We have come across the fact that there are, in some cases, accountants and some tax professionals who are not that well-versed in the portion that concerns home-based business. And that's just one of those things. It's like being a chef, and some chefs kind of concentrate on the main foods. They're into meat, so some chefs are into the main entrees. And then you have other chefs that are into the dessert. And, you know, for ladies out here, you know how it is when you go get your hair done. There's a lady that's into the perm. There's a lady that's into the braids, the natural hair. And then you have the person that years ago would have been into the Jerry curl. And, you know, so, you know, we have to know what is it that that person knows the most about. Do they really know everything there is to know about home-based business tax laws so that you can benefit? And if they don't, then you need to come to someone like my husband and get your taxes done. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's very, very important that you know where to go to get these things done. Don't just be out there taking, I call it leaving the money on the table. Don't do that. None of us can afford to leave the money on the table and not get the proper deductions and things that we need. And I know some of you are sitting out there and you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, well, I'm not going to go through all that for $25 or $50 extra dollars. Why not? It's your money. But the truth of the matter is that for most people who have a home-based business, especially if you've had it all year long, but even those people who had it in the last quarter of last year, maybe your company had a convention, or the company that you went to had a convention and you didn't come on until November, December. It is quite possible, especially if you have a job already and you've paid taxes, that you can get a decent refund. You could get an extra couple of $100 that you were not expecting, all because you started a home-based business. You spent time doing research. You've been to a couple of meetings. You've gotten the flyers. You've had people into your home to tell them about your business. You had a grand opening. And you save the documents from that. You save the receipts from that. Maybe you had some chips and pretzels and you had some refreshments and all of that. You may have even driven to go get the guest speaker for your event. So that is mileage that you use for the event. There are a lot of different things that we need to keep in mind, you know, for those things. So you too, you know, you have those tax deductions to take advantage of, even though you just started at the end of the year. But now that you're learning more, then let's do more. For those of you who don't have that home-based business, this is a great time to come on and get started in one. There are, again, as I said before, there are so many of them out there. Take advantage of what's out there and allow yourself to see what it is. Some of these businesses, you can try them for 30 days, even though I don't suggest that. I truly suggest that when you go to do something, you're going to have to put some time in it and give yourself at least a year to see what you are going to do with this business, because it really does require that you put some energy and effort into that. So, that's just one of the things that I wanted to let people know about. Don't be a fool for April Fools. I know a lot of times we just don't know. But when you do know, that's when the April Fool joke gets played on you because you knew. But, you know, sometimes it's lack of belief. But it doesn't have to be that way, because if you do the research, the author of the book, Sandy Bodkins, SandyBotkins, How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time, then you're gonna be able to have the information. Or get the book by Robert Kiyosaki, and he mentions some of it in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then from there you have the whole Rich Dad Poor Dad series. And then if you listen to Home Based Business 101 and you get a chance to listen to one of the platforms that's like an offshoot from us, is the Ruth Bradford Show, you're going to meet so many people who have so many different businesses for you to choose from. So, of course, I'd love for you to come into my business, but that may not be what you want to do. The bottom line is, though, I'm quite sure when you think about it, you don't want to leave $25 on the table, $50, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $9,000. But do the research and you'll see what we're talking about. Why leave it on the table when it could help you with your business for the next year, for your family's, you know, the thing that you need to do if you are a person that has a family? You know, so those are some of the things that are real important when it comes to that. Research, saving receipts, and being active in the business that you decided to be in. If you're not active, then here we go again. You know, if you're not active, then you're not going to be able to take advantage of those different things. So it may mean that you have to do a sacrifice of some of the other things that you are doing in life in order to put in an hour or two a week, or maybe 5 hours in your home-based business. This is something that I truly suggest to you, that you do that. I'm about to put in the chat room a email address if you want more information on the tax part or anything like that. You know, it's just really good to put those inquiries in so that you are able to benefit. And I'm not the best person when it comes to typing and talking at the same time, so please bear with me. But just kind of let that sink in for a minute, that particular piece. To learn more, you can take this email address, and that is justsorriesloves@movementsunlimited, and email that, and someone will get back to you, which, of course, will be me, right? Because I'm just sorry it's love. But I'll get back to you and try to assist you in that area. You know, the time is ticking, so don't, you know, allow yourself to miss out because of fear. Get the book by Sandy Bakken, and you can go to our website, zamzu.com/movementsunlimited/ Movements Unlimited, and right there, just click on Barnes & Nobles. And when you click on Barnes & Nobles, you're able to purchase your book. And the beautiful thing about that is you purchase a book and you learn the second lesson. And the second lesson is something that you learned in grade school, discounts, how to get discounts and how to get money back. You know, that's very important. So let's take advantage of those things that we did learn in school. And, you know, some people say, I didn't learn anything in school and the education system is horrible. It's not teaching anything. When I look back at my education, I learned something. Now, whether I applied all of it or understood it all, that's another situation. But we did learn some things. And I think anybody that's a baby boomer that's on here can look back and say, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we were learning about discounts and taxes and percentages and things like that. But this coming through and putting all these different types of things together to use in our lives is what we have to learn to do now. And that's what's so important about authors like Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Sandy Bakken, authors like, Robert Kiyosaki, is that they're trying to help us understand that, how to benefit from the information that is out there. So, you know, it's just important to take advantage of that. I'm going to take a minute for a station break, which I don't have much time for that, just to remind everybody that this is Home Based Business 101, the Justaris Love Show, and I'm just real happy to have you listening. And as I come to a close, I didn't do my commercial break, so I'll have to do that another time. Remember, again, it is April. Tax time is here, and having home-based business can make a difference. When it comes to tax time, it's better to receive money back than to have to give anything extra. So don't be an April fool. Although it is good to love your uncle, it is also is only necessary to render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Why are you giving money away? I mean, if you want to give money away, then give to a philanthropy. You know, give to a nonprofit, give to a hospital, give to a children's fund, give to the hungry. Some of the things to keep in mind is your key words: tax time, tax benefits, home-based business. We all have to, you know, just work on our financial literacy. That's my main objective. It's one thing to be a network marketer, but it's something else to really, you know, get the literacy down and to understand what financial freedom is really all about. So I hope you got something out of today's show. As I told my friend Ruth and Jennifer today, I have always been a person that enjoyed April Fool's jokes. I mean, I really enjoyed doing that for April Fool's. I did all kinds of little things to people. But it is no joke. If you don't have a home-based business, you're losing money. And in today's economy, you can't afford to lose money. At least, well, maybe you can, but I tell you, I can't. And most of my friends that I know and relatives, we can't. You know. And no, I'm not going to participate in this recession. I may be going up and down, but, you know, in my mind, hey, as I told my friend Pearl, my billionaire diamond friend, and my billionaire diamond friend Jennifer, I am a pearl, and I'm going to do what pearls do. I'm going to enjoy it. I want to enjoy the world and make the world my oyster. So with that said, it's my time. It's our time. Make it your time. And I have to close out the Jasaris Love Show. Hope to hear from you this evening. I'll be back on the air at 9 o'clock, a whole different platform. That one's called It's All About Love. Okay, take care. Have a fantastic weekend.
Calling me to wake up. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.